brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to blitzkrieg through stacks of viral news in the next segment after Gerald Celente leaves us in about 5 minutes, and then I'm going to take calls and the balance of the broadcast peppered with some other important news coming up. But I want to hear from you, 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air today. Gerald, you were making a point again when the break cut you off. Go ahead.
Well, go back to the 1960s, and I was there. I'm 64 years old, so I was prime draft meat in those days. Why were the students out in the streets? It was very simple. They were getting drafted, and they didn't want to go to Vietnam. Why isn't anybody protesting these Afghan and Iraq wars? And by the way, in this midterm elections, not a peep about cutting the military budget or ending the wars. Why aren't they there? Because their necks aren't on the line. Why are they protesting in Europe? Because their necks are on the line in a different way. They have a futureless future. They're in debt. They have no money coming in. The same thing is going to start to happen in the U.S. because these kids are facing mountains of debt. They have these university degrees in worthlessness. They're stuck home living with mommy and daddy. They're smart enough to know it's just like the days of it's neo-feudalism. Now we have the kings and queens of commerce that are robbing us blind. But the difference is back in the feudal days, they didn't have the kind of information that you're putting out there. They didn't have information from the Trends Journal. They didn't have all of this knowledge. They see what's going on and they're angry. So the revolution is going to happen from the students. Because let's face it, when you're 18 to 30 years old, 28 years old, you know, you have these hormones raging through your body. You don't know any limits and you're angry. You think they're going to be taking to the streets in protest. They have nothing to lose by doing it. They have everything to lose by not doing it. And I want to add one more point into it. As we're looking at these phony employment numbers, they're not accounting for all the young people that haven't gotten into the employment sector because they can't find any jobs. When you add that number in, you're looking at another 3 to 4 million that have never been put into the system.
Well, it's a recipe for disaster. And then you've got so many other people who their parents cook the dinner for them, never make them wash the plates, never make them do laundry, never make them do any work. And then they get into the workforce. I mean, it's not only that, you know, are the globalists cheating us. There's a lot of lazy, entitled people in this country. And now as reality dawns on them, government hopes to organize them into some type of political mob. To, you know, be the jackboots to rob those of us that do work. But I just don't see that happening. I mean, an army of entitled slobs, you know, does not make an effective Gestapo.
No, but you might find them at the TSA, you know. No, you're right. No, they won't be able to stop it. It's happening. It's happening. Again, only look at the news. And that's what I'm saying, and I want to make that point again as a trend forecaster. We're looking at the other news going on around the world. Again, Turkey, Tunisia, Greece, Italy, England, France. The students are up in arms. The tuition rates increased 200% in the UK as they're cutting back on everything. Oh, and by the way, we're going to raise the value-added taxes. Oh, and your property taxes, they're going to go up too. We're going to squeeze every nickel and dime out of you. All of a sudden, Alex, these dim-witted bureaucrats who never come up with a bright idea, they know that they have to have the money coming in so they can keep their jobs.
And now they want to cow us to not have political free speech. Gerald Celente, thank you for joining us so much. We'll be right back.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation, specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure. There's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Law in Colorado. Patrick, Jeremy, Heather, Bob, your calls are all coming up in the next segment. I wonder if that's the law, like a 6'8" guy with a build like an NFL linebacker, who whenever MSNBC attacked my bullhorn when I was bullhorning Chris Matthews, they cut it with a knife. We call Law up, who was in a nearby area with another bullhorn. He pulled up. We put Luke Radowski up on his shoulders away from their knives. That's actually the extra on my film, The Obama Deception. I wonder if that's the law from Colorado or somebody else known as the law. We'll see coming up in the next segment with calls. We don't screen your calls, so I don't know if that's law or not. But you can, again, see him in the extra of The Obama Deception or Alex Jones, Bullhorns, Chris Matthews, and you can see it in that video as well. They got so mad when I was bullhorning their live broadcast because they were outside. It's free speech. And then they attacked me. They hit me. They punched me. And they cut the wire, try to pull the bullhorn away. I call Luke and Law up. They pull up. They got two more bullhorns. I start bullhorning. Luke climbs up, and he's not a little guy, up on Law's shoulders. And that was some classic. And I said, go ahead and break these bullhorns. We'll bring four back. See, that's the fighting spirit. Okay, let's get in to the serious news here. Years ago, I interviewed these people, and they will not come on the show now. And whereas they do get their First Amendment, people do deserve privacy at their events on private property. I have no doubt watching these people and researching them, I believe, it's my opinion, that they're being financed by the government to create a pretext to shut down free speech. There's no way. And I've watched them on television. They giggle. They snicker. They act demonic. They act very, very demonic. And I challenge them to come on this show. They're very, very demonic. I mean, just my sixth sense, when I look at them, I think these are demonic people. These are goblin-like, giggling, snickering creatures. I mean, if you were going to go to a funeral and say America's been judged while we have dead troops, that would be bad enough. But it's your First Amendment, and I'll defend that right. But to then giggle and snicker and enjoy it, and I mean, it's filthy. And now the Westboro Baptist Church to face angel wings, bikers, and legislation at 9-year-old Tucson funeral. I wonder how these people would like it if folks were bullhorning their house every day. I wonder how they would like it. Again, these are extreme tests of the First Amendment. It's done either out of complete craziness or I believe it's staged. And again, it's comments like this. And I've seen it on video. I don't just trust the news when I see stuff. I've seen similar quotes by this guy. Speaking in a video about the shooting in Arizona, Westboro leader Fred Phelps said, "Thank God for the violent shooter." A guy in a Grim Reaper outfit, a guy who is on psychotropic, hallucinogens. I mean, this is sick. That little 9-year-old girl, I'm telling you right now, I believe in the First Amendment, but we had a First Amendment back in the old days when if you said to somebody, your wife is a whore, if the person thought it wasn't true and had honor, they would punch you in the face, basically slap you, and say, I'll meet you in 1 hour at this public park, and you better come with your musket. Or you can pick a handgun, or you can pick a sword. And the tail end of that is the archetypal 1860s, 70s, guys in a bar, and they say, let's go out and settle this, and then they pace 20 paces off and then draw. Then they made that stuff illegal. In the old days, I mean, even when I was a teenager, most of the time, the cops pull up and there's a fight going on. If people aren't stabbing each other and stuff, they just break it up. Nowadays, they send you to jail for that. But I got to tell you, sitting there saying thank God for this little girl getting shot, and they've got an obsession with homosexuality. You know, I could see America being judged for abortion, but it's this watching weirdos get all giggly-faced and all excited and lick their lips. They just look like every other demon-possessed person I've seen, basically. They got that, in my gut, my spirit, these are bad people. These are bad, 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 bad people. And it's my First Amendment to say it about them. Make me sick. And their whole cause isn't about teaching people that a lifestyle, is unhealthy or that it's destructive or robs you of the joy of children. It's not a loving message to these people. It is a message that will only make all of those people's lifestyles seem that much better and good compared to you saying how great it is that a 9-year-old is dead. You make me want to throw up, and I would never go to any of these demonstrations to cover this because I don't think I could control myself. I mean, it's one thing to go out and protest dead troops. That's bad enough. But when you start getting all happy and giggling and smirking and hopping up and down like a demon, all right, I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to stop right there before I start saying more stuff. I'll tell you something about this family. I think they protest too much. Looking at them, I'm not even going to get into it. These people make me want to throw up. Speaking in a video about the shooting in Arizona, the pastor said, "Thank God for the violent shooter." And you've got a big Democrat writer, we covered it yesterday, saying that since this family doesn't want to use their daughter's death to get guns or free speech, that they should have their child taken from them. But that's their free speech. But you're not going to take my free speech away to say you're scum, you're trash, you're filth. That freakazoid Westboro Church is, and that freakazoid syndicate of columnists saying take their kid. That's why we've got the Republic, is to protect ourselves from freaks like you. Because in a democracy, they could get 51% of the gibbering public to go along with them and actually take our rights away. All right, I've tried to not talk about the Westboro Church, but... they're there to give Christians a bad name. They're there to give family values groups a bad name. They're there to destroy the First Amendment. And if the government isn't pulling the strings, the old devil is. I mean, just look. I ought to show some video of them. I mean, these are... all right, I'm going to shut up. What's happening, I kind of got stuck in a little eddy pool here. You know, kind of a Back to the Future Groundhog Day, because I just keep imaging videos. I've seen these people over the years and how they enjoy when the families are crying over their dead sons or daughters in the war, or now this family with their dead little girl. And I've seen it where they like demons suck up the pain and the enjoyment and get all these little Nelly-looking looks on their faces. It makes me want to throw up. You know, just the gibbering Nellying in the pain is really bad. All right, I'm done. I'm done. I'm done talking about them. Ugh. And then to watch all this trash using people like them to go after our First Amendment. Okay, continuing here with this information. Here's another really great piece of evil out of LifeNews.com. You know, I live in the only county in Texas, and that's why I've now officially moved out of the county. So I don't have to pay money for it. You've got to make a stand at some point. They conduct thousands of abortions a year, and they take my money in Travis County, Texas, only county in Texas to do it, many other states, it's statewide, to pay for even partial birth abortion. There's people lined up around the block to adopt that baby, but they kill them. But Vanderbilt University requires nursing students to do abortions. That's right. You want to get your nursing degree? Well, you got to help kill children. You got to pay for it. You got to help kill them. They want you to be part of their evil. That's the problem with the world government. If this goes nationwide, they want to make me pay for abortions. That's what national health care does. I'm almost forced to leave the country. But where is there to go? They're doing this worldwide. I'm sick of it. They're all freaking out over this 9-year-old dead girl, but she achieved consciousness. She achieved a great 9 years and a loving family. She didn't get cut up before she ever left the womb. She got, oh man. Vanderbilt University is the subject of a federal complaint filed today by officials with the Alliance Defense Fund over requiring nursing students to participate in abortions. Absolutely, that is so immoral. The aid, and of course, the liberal groups all support nurses saying no to circumcision, which is fine. You think that's immoral, sexual mutilation? That's fine. You shouldn't have to participate in it. People go, well, it's your job, participate. Really, if some folks come in and want you to sexually mutilate their daughter because they're from a country that does that, should a nurse have to do it? Well, what about chopping a baby up? What about that? Going to have to be part of that? Going to have to see its little arms and legs and head? And every time I talk like this, some people freak out. What? It's going on? Don't you want to know what's going on? Don't you want to understand what's going on? And by the way, it's working. Abortion is down overall. In the polls, the vast majority are now against it when the majority was for it, just by a hair back in the 1970s. People are more pro-gun than they ever were in the face of the propaganda. They're more anti-abortion. They're anti-Federal Reserve. Do you get it? The awakening is happening. And so they want to have their goons run around and protest funerals so that laws get passed shutting down free speech. And it goes on with a fourth-year nursing student that they're trying to force be part of killing the baby. You know how traumatizing it is to see little arms and legs? I mean, a lot of you don't want to hear it, especially you abortion supporters. You don't want to be forced to look at the dead concentration camp victim.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafe1.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafe1.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed biofriendly, money saving way to clean your septic system.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Well, the Westboro Demons, new development, they have canceled protesting the 9-year-old dead girl. We're moving on to Judge Roll, who was ruled against Bill Clinton's gun grabbing. So they're going to go on and celebrate his death so they can demonize the First Amendment. I was trying to get them on last year, and Jaron talked about it. They would send back emails that were like unintelligible gibberish. Maybe they're just completely crazy. I don't know what they are, but I'm done talking about them. And I want to get back into the shooting. I want to get back into the economy. I've got a bunch of news I want to get into. of course, is coming out that he was, quote, shooting at the world, hated everyone, liberals, conservatives, didn't like anybody, and didn't watch TV, didn't listen to talk radio, but was obsessed with the congresswoman. As we wrote, he was sweet on her, and he felt rejected by women, and so he went down there to kill her. And there you go. Will you hear apologies from the sheriff, Dupnik? Will you hear apologies from Bill Clinton? Will you hear apologies from any of them? No, they knew full well. They're attacking the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. They're attacking what makes America, America. And they're going to continue to do it with every tragedy they can out of 310 million Americans. They're going to milk it every time. Every time they can. Because they're tyrants. They're crooks. They're stealing us blind. They know what they're doing. They want to cow you. But the good news is we're not sitting down and shutting up anymore. Law in Colorado. You're on the air, Law.
Hello, Alex, man. Great to talk to you again.
Hey, I recognize your voice. You're the guy that was protested with us in Denver, right?
I'm that guy.
How you doing, man?
You know, I'm doing pretty good, Alex. This has been a banner year, amazing year for We Are Change Colorado. You know, one of the things I really wanted to talk about is, you know, how everybody says that, you know, what you're doing, the work we're doing is negative. But what I keep seeing is that the work we're doing is so incredibly positive. We just had an action yesterday, actually, at the DIA airport again, and they kowtowed out to us and gave us permits, and, you know, I was amazed at how many people, and I've seen this change over time, are coming up to us. They're actually coming out of the crowd to us, and they go, you know, Alex Jones, are you part of the truth movement? And it's just really inspiring, and it's really, really moving. And I've seen the change, you know, over the last few years we've been doing this. I've seen the change in people. And so I just got to say, you know, they want this shooter thing to keep us in the fear, keep us in the negativity. But it is so valuable to focus on the positive things that we're doing, because it's amazing the effects that we're having on the world. It's just amazing.
Exactly. And that's why the system is going to provocateur events. They're going to stage events. They're going to finance events. They're going to do whatever they can to, again, get us tattling on each other, 9,000 tattletale screens saying, watch your neighbor, watch other shoppers. They don't want us getting together. And they're desperately trying to make us not trust each other and to hate each other and kind of re-energize this whole left-right paradigm. And they force you to get into the left-right paradigm, because when they attack the First Amendment and then make it about Republicans, it makes you come in and defend, because you're having to defend everybody's rights. And back when I would defend Democrats' rights to speak under Bush, I was called a liberal. Now that I defend conservatives' rights, I'm called a right-winger. No, I'm a constitutionalist, and my job's easy. All I got to do is go with common sense and the Bill of Rights. But Law, you say you're seeing a big awakening.
Definitely. I mean, there's no doubt about it. We've been doing this for several years, and it used to be when we got started, nobody would talk to us. No one would come up. And, you know, we're always passing out information and DVDs, and now people are actually seeking us out, and they're asking, you know, what do you got? What kind you got? What videos you got, you know? And so we load them up, we give them the information, and we tell them, you know, be positive. Don't let this fear get you down. I mean, this is how they control us. I mean,
well, let's go back 2.5 years ago in October when we were at the DNC event in Denver, and there people were attacking us that worked for MSNBC when they had an outside event going on. They didn't want to hear our views. Back then, you know, he had 1 million viewers on his show. Now it's less than half that. It just shows how the blood is running out of these people. They are losing their support. People are seeing through them.
Definitely. There is no doubt about it. I mean, it is tangible. You can definitely see it. And I think one of the things that we do is we inspire so many people. I mean, We Are Change. The work that we do, you know, inspires people. The videos that we have up inspire people, and that's really why we do it. In fact, I would like to tell people to go out to WACCTV on YouTube and check out some of these videos, because, like I said, this year was a banner year. We went to Colorado Springs on the 9th anniversary to yell at Ollie North a little bit. Two of our guys got arrested, and it was just quite a crazy scene. And then 2 weeks later, we snuck into the Hive while Newt Gingrich was in town with 2,500 neocon military industrial complexers, and we disrupted that whole event. and it was just fantastic. And out of this interesting thing, we have...
Stay there. Finish up, Law, on the other side. We'll be right back with more of your calls and more news. Money.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver. Silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, I said I'd get to your calls. We've only been talking to one guy the last 5 minutes. I want to get to Patrick, Jeremy, Heather, Bob, and many others. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I've got a lot of other news I want to cram in here as well. We had Gerald Celente, obviously, on last hour getting into the economy. Now CNBC admits, okay, housing market is slipping into depression territory. Well, according to all old-fashioned yardsticks, we're in a depression. And people say, well, be positive. Say we're not, and that'll bring confidence. When you've been deindustrialized, when $1.5 quadrillion in fake derivatives have been created by bipartisan criminals in both parties, it accelerated under Clinton, then Bush, now Obama. When you've got all this going on, nothing's going to get better until you reverse those policies. Not more of the same with now the daily J.P. Morgan Chase mob boss running the whole White House. But Law, finishing up, people should join We Are Change chapters all over the country. They're anti- tyranny, pro-liberty, nonpartisan, exposing the fake global warming, 9/11, inside job, you name it. You guys are out there. Finishing up with the point you were making.
Streets. Yeah, the point I wanted to make is our two guys got arrested. We've been fighting this court case now for 3 months, And we went in there to a maritime admiralty court. We defended ourselves, and we actually beat them. And it was just an incredible feeling. And you can represent yourself. You can stand up against these guys, and you can win. And it was just inspiring and an amazing thing to see my guys cross-examine the officers, work the DA. It was just incredible stuff. And like I was saying, the work we do is to inspire people. It's really to inspire them to get that spirit in their heart. You know, get them out there on the streets. Join a We Are Change chapter. I mean, we are making a huge difference. This is historical stuff that we are involved in here, Alex. Amazing.
Well, I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you again. It is historical what's happening. And there are certain times in history when the future destiny is really being set. Of course, Lenin talked about there are times when more happens in a month than happened in the last 100 years. And the political scientists talk about how normally society is frozen. But then certain societal or cultural geopolitical events come together, and that triggers what they call a unfreezing or a liquefaction of the political system. And it's during those periods that realignments happen, political shifts. And the system was trying to go into a liquefied phase to openly announce the world government, the global carbon taxes, the VAT. And they are successful to a certain extent, taking over Ireland, taking over Greece, now taking over Portugal, then England, Germany, France, the U.S. But it's all being called. So just because they're engaging in financial terrorism and financial warfare and consolidating power and scorched earth policy, the people are waking up in the process. And so that's the beginning of the end of this. We know what these big central banks do. They just rape and rob and pillage and destroy economies over and over again. There's never enough for them. They will suck your country dry. They will not quit. They want you to be bankrupt and poor so that you can't resist them. That's their policy. They want a post-industrial world. And they think they're going to sell Westerners on giving up our way of life, giving up our basic freedoms, giving up our industries, not because of the depression they've engineered, but for the earth. Notice that's all being rolled out at the same time of how chic it is to be poor, how chic it is to have austerity. All the trendy grocery stores and stuff here in Austin, and you see chic. It's chic to be poor. It's chic to have nothing. It's chic to pay lots of taxes. They're training you to love your enslavement. Patrick in South Carolina, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, excellent. Your call operator said my phone was cutting out, so I'm hoping you can hear me. All right. I have a couple questions here. Going to be real quick. First one, what do you think about Jared, the Arizona Shooter's YouTube videos being all in text? If I'm to understand correctly, they are all in text, correct?
Yes, that could be a setup. He could be being framed.
Yeah, because I thought that's what jumped out at me and a lot of your posters on your website we were talking.
Yeah, we just have a wide spectrum of neighbors, witnesses, and others, and unless they're all government, all putting out a disinfo story, which has happened before. On 9/11, they had all these suspicious guys with scripts on different news channels on the street posing as citizens that we have identified was fake. But on this case, we don't know. Go ahead.
The other point I was going to make about that was it seems like, because if it is fake in some way, those text YouTube videos, it would really blow the lid off this whole thing in the sense that, because it almost seems like in there, you know, when he talks about mind control or being a fan of mind control, all this mind control mentioning in those text videos, it's almost like then when one of us patriots tries to expose what is going on and mention mind control, it's almost been conveniently placed in those text videos as like a psychological trigger to, since we're talking about mind control, it equate it for people who don't understand what's
absolutely going on. And I've made that point, and I'm glad that you made it here. You know, that's the problem. When you have declassified admissions of secret government mind control programs where they put people on so many hallucinogens and give them shock therapy and other things that they enter a new reality, then they could implant a psychological compulsion to not rest until they've killed their targets. And that's what he told friends. He said, I cannot rest. I must do this. And it fits the MO of mind control. But being depressed, being ostracized, being rejected by women, taking hallucinogens on an almost daily basis, that can artificially whack you out. I mean, there's plenty of people. I can't tell you how many cops I know, ambulance drivers, paramedics I know, you know, who've driven up on a house with teenagers or people on PCP or other hallucinogens. And, I mean, you know, they're just out of their minds. And so generally I go with what the most probable scenario is. And now we know why the cops have tried to, especially the political sheriff, keep all these details secret. Because they knew day one when they went to his house, they knew day one when they got all his materials, that he was obsessed and in love with her, and that he was completely whacked out on drugs. And that's not good for them. You know, they want to say it's freedom did this. America did this. So let's get rid of the First Amendment. Let's get rid of the Second Amendment because this guy was whacked out of his gourd. But really good points, Patrick. Let's talk to Jeremy in California. Jeremy, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I would like to say thank you for the wonderful job you're doing. I also go under do entertainment myself. I feel, Alex, maybe...
Well, to be clear, I want to be clear. I'm not in entertainment. Like Rush Limbaugh says, he's an entertainer, and Glenn Beck says that. I eat, drink, and sleep this stuff. I get up here and get wound up on air, and I'm pretty confident. Last night, I was kind of freaking out. I got home, took a shower, ate dinner, was reading to the kids, and it was just dawning on me how crazy this world really is. So with me, it's not entertainment. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Right, Alex. If you'd hear me out just 1 second. The entertainment and that you are feeding into right now, I understand you're emotional on this topic that's been brought up to view on all of us. It is a tragedy, the loss of this 9-year-old. I myself am a father of 3 here in Northern California. I am just calling to let you know, sorry I get choked up talking about my children. I'm like you, I'm very passionate too. But the more we feed into the propaganda that they're feeding by bringing your name into the picture, you're getting off. What's going on right now with the birds? What's going on right now with the fish? Harp. Let's look at harp. I had an earthquake here in Northern California.
No, you're right. There are floods worldwide. It is snowing in Hawaii. I've got the article right here. They admit they have weather weapons. We know there's giant chemtrailing programs. They have declassified a lot of it. And you're right. Instead of talking about all this crazy weather stuff that's accelerating, we're talking about the shooting and killing of 6 people, which is terrible. But in the scheme of things, 7 billion people almost worldwide, why do we still let the mainstream media set the agenda? They don't have a lot of viewers anymore, but they're still able to set some of the agenda.
Alex, if I may have just 5 minutes of your time without you butting in, let me present what I have. Okay, on the 8th in Northern California, we had dead birds drop here in Geyserville, California. Northern California, Geyserville is an active volcano. Okay, HARP, I've done my research. You could go on HARP's website, look up the history. You could look at the bandwidths. On that night, on the Saturday, we did have a peak come down from our northern crest to HARP down through California. So these are the things we have to look at, Alex. I had an earthquake here last night also, right? HARP was activated again last night. Same time we're having the earthquake. Everywhere these birds are dropping. I have papers from FEMA. We got contacted from FEMA because we have the plan for NLE 2001. Okay? If you'd like to go and look at it yourself, I've been trying to call you with all this information. FEMA contacted my friend asking where we got these confidential papers. The guy's thing is Patriot Space on YouTube. His informant is Ginny, who works for HARP, or not for HARP, excuse me, for FEMA and other nuclear emergency centers to draw these plans up. Well, it states here, NEL 2001, HARP activities and drills are scheduled by the White House, directed congressionally mandated exercise that includes participants of all appropriate field departments. Basically, Alex, in May, they're planning to do the same exercises they did in Haiti along the New Madrid fault line. But if we had the master plan of 9/11 and we knew it, do you think they would do it? No. So maybe they're going to ship keys from the New Madrid fault line and say, hey, no, California, you're not safe. Maybe we're going to come take you out. But what I'm saying, Alex, There's a huge picture, and you're getting blown over by the smoke. So you are entertaining right now. You're not doing
I'm evil and I'm bad, Jeremy, and I appreciate you instructing me. Thank you. We have covered HAARP. We have had Dr. Nick Begich on. And when we covered the birds extensively in HAARP and Tesla-type technologies, we were criticized for that. And, I mean, it is my radio show. And so if you take offense at you saying, you know, while you're entertaining, and I say, look, I just want to be clear, I don't see my show as entertainment. Okay? Okay? I don't see it as entertainment. Sometimes I do entertaining things because when you're on the air 3-4 hours a day, sometimes I'm not in as focused a mode. Look, I just suggest, you know, I try to be a platform for other people, organizations, groups. I try my best, but let's just say I'm trash. I'm scum. I'm filth. I'm worthless. I'm no good. I apologize for everything I've done. Now, let's move on from there. There are weather weapons. There are things going on out there. I know about national level exercises. FEMA a lot of times puts out public things. I'll check into what you're saying. Why don't you send it over to showtips@infowars.com? You may have tried to get it to me a couple times. We just get a lot of spam and stuff, so good stuff gets lost in the mix. Okay, now let's move on to the next person. Let's go ahead and talk to Heather in Indiana. Heather, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I was listening to your last caller while I was on hold, and my God, people are just crazy, and I want to applaud you, and me and my
husband. No, I'm bad. No, ma'am.
You.
I'm bad. Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. But you're excellent. We have all your videos. We give them to people, and you have done a fabulous job in waking up so many people who have had their eyes shut for so long. But I'm calling to ask you a question because I listened to a show previously, not too far in the past, about a woman who had called in. She was very emotional and crying that they were doing spraying of some type of pesticide, aerial spraying, and it was harming her daughter, and she was asking for help and things like that. And I've been listening the whole show and about taking a right and, you know, your amendments and sticking up for yourself, and I'm about to do the same thing in my own town. But I was kind of just wondering, instead of going through the approach of an aerial pesticide harming you and harming the animals or harming the crops, because I really just don't think they care, you know, petition or no petition, is it a good thing to go against them if you have endangered species that supposed chemical maybe couldn't come in contact with? I'm just trying to get...
Well, here's the problem. You can use their baloney loopholes, but a lot of times if it's not them using the loophole, then they'll kind of ignore you. I mean, you know, the biggest issue is they do spray a lot of experimental things to take out different insects and moths. And a lot of times it's really just a kickback to their buddies, you know, for the state or county to make purchases of those chemicals. And you just got to do a foyer of what type of chemical they're spraying. And a lot of times they're not authorized to be doing what they're doing. And as soon as you then fax that out to all the newspapers, it's going to end up being in the newspaper, and that program is going to get shut down very, very quickly. Anything else?
No, I just wanted your opinion on that. We listen to you all the time, and listening to previous callers, we just wanted your opinion just on how to do the right thing and possibly not get shut down right away.
Sure. Well, I mean, every case is different. Every geographic area is different. Every, you know, the specifics of it, I don't know. But just get your facts pretty much straight and then take action and stand up for yourself. And even if you're not fighting the most important issue, or even if you're not 100% right, getting involved in your government is the answer. God bless you. And going back to Jeremy, you know, that happens sometimes when I'm taking calls. People think, you know, they're going to go for 10 minutes and when I'm time to get to other people. And then I do shut up so they can run on. And at the end, there's the diss that I'm bad. And then I tend to get a little sarcastic about that. Look, we don't need to fight with each other. We need to deal with the dollar devaluation. We need to deal with the loss of liberty that's happening. And, you know, I tried to even nicely agree with Jeremy and say, yeah, there is a lot of crazy weather going on. But a lot of that is dealing with the moon and sun cycles. We've had top meteorologists on with that. Yes, there are weather weapons. Yes, there's chemtrail programs going on. Yes, I've done countless shows about that. It's not my fault this is going on. I'm not the bad man. I know I'm the person that'll take the call. Government won't. You can talk to me. And so if I need to be the bad man, I can be that for you. But on a larger issue, just so you understand, I agreed with you that it's a distraction at a certain level to spend a bunch of time talking about the shooting in Tucson because there's other bigger things going on. But you can't please everybody with what you cover or what you go over. And you have to understand, yes, they're overblowing it as bad as it is because they personalize it. They show you who these people are. They humanize it. But when they're killing a million plus Iraqis, they don't humanize it. Okay? They don't put a human face on it. But they're using this to try to pass legislation against the First Amendment, to take over talk radio and media and the internet, and to restrict the Second Amendment. Now, it doesn't get any bigger than that, Bubba. That's your capacity to have a radio show or call into one. So, yes, in and of itself, it's an overblown diversion, but we have to fight them in the media war and fight their lies. And whereas 20 years ago, or even 10, we'd lose almost every battle, now we're winning almost every battle. 3-4 days into this, now it's common knowledge that he was basically in love with her, obsessed with her, and on drugs. And it wasn't liberals' fault, it wasn't conservatives' fault. So they can't demonize collectively and take all of our liberties. So this is a big issue. Trying to take our First Amendment, trying to take our Second Amendment, they're getting on the news saying, I'm guilty. They're saying, I'm behind this little girl's death. That's a big deal, buddy. You understand that? We'll be right back.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
New year,
new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
You know, I got a lot of folks in my crew now, and I've gone around to everybody and said, have you ever taken this salvia stuff? And I found one person that has, and they said, you black out for about 20 minutes. And that's what the encyclopedia says of drugs online, is that you literally, quote, disassociate. I mean, that sounds like mind control 101. And this guy was reportedly doing it, quote, almost every day. This is what his friends and neighbors said. And Rush Limbaugh's to blame. I guess Rush Limbaugh is into Oxycontin, but, I mean, different strokes for different folks. Man, I would be scared to take something that makes you completely not know who you are. I mean, I've heard of hallucinogens that make you see funny stuff and things, and I'm scared of that. Can you imagine taking something where you don't even know who you are? How long were you saying it lasts? Because that's what I read, 20, 30 minutes? And you don't know who you are. We're not going to say what crew member's taking it. How many years ago was this? 2 years ago. Just at parties now. It's just everywhere. That's what Eric Mancow Mueller was saying earlier. He says he just goes to mainline parties. And it's just, in fact, I've read about this in the paper before. I didn't really know what it was because I don't pay attention to drug culture. This is sold at, like, tobacco stores, head shops. Yeah, where you buy, like, weed head pipes. Ladies and gentlemen, arrest all these people immediately. No, I mean, I'm joking around about that, but why do I get blamed for some guy, a liberal, smoking basically natural PCP? Why am I being blamed for this? Bill Clinton's back in the news going, I don't care what people say. This was politically motivated, I believe. And I did not have sex with that woman, by the way. And getting rid of Glass-Steagall's going to be great. Ask my commerce secretary. Oh, he got shot in the head. Then I appointed this guy who's now running the White House daily. He comes from a good family. They work with Al Capone. Your speech is dangerous. Shut up.
All these headlines. Speech is dangerous. Restrict speech.
Who's up next here, John? Should I go into overdrive or should I not to get to all these calls? I am a bad person. Bob in California. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. There was 2 points I'd like to make. I don't recall the details because the event occurred in the 30s, but President Roosevelt and a mayor of, I believe, Miami were on the platform together, and a nutcase shot and killed the mayor.
Well, that's Rush Limbaugh's fault.
Well, anyhow, I don't know about that, but let me finish my story. So anyhow, they arrested the guy immediately, indicted him quickly, tried him promptly, and executed him within 30 days. There was no screwing around. He was obviously the culprit. There was no doubt about who did what. Just as in this case, there's no doubt about who did what. And to drag this out for months and months and months at the expense of the taxpayers is ridiculous. So that's the precedent that was set in the 30s. Then the other item I'd like to bring to your attention is this great talk about joblessness and they're going to create jobs and all this foolishness. There's only one way to create jobs, and that's to eliminate the minimum wage law. There's a lot of people that would work happily for, say, $7 an hour, and there's a lot of employers that would hire them for $7 an hour, but both of them would be termed criminals by these people who are on the gravy train with government paychecks.
Well, you know, it sounds like you've been an employer. When somebody's getting $7 an hour, whatever the minimum wage is now, I forget, what is it now? But you've got to do their Social Security matching, their FICA and all that. So somebody getting $7 an hour is really getting more like 11 or 12. Somebody getting 15 is getting like 21. Somebody getting 20 is getting like 30. I mean, that's the big secret here.
The issue I'm trying to make is you're a staunch advocate of freedom. When a man who's adult and in his own senses is willing to work for $7 an hour, and an employer's willing to hire him, and the two of them agree to agree, and then to have some third party who has no interest.
Stay there, we're going into overdrive.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. They help.